The home improvement store Menards could soon lose business. As WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, the immigrant advocacy group Voces de la Frontera is calling for a boycott of the chain. Members hope to spur the company to stop supporting Governor Walker.
People using bullhorns and carrying signs urging shoppers to take their business elsewhere slowed traffic on Miller Parkway in West Milwaukee on Monday in front of Menards.
When immigrant rights are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
When immigrant rights are under attack...
Menards has been in the news lately for violating worker rights, but this call for a boycott is political. Omar Babarina is one of the picketers.
We're here because we were calling on the population to help us with the cause of anti-immigrant legislation that Governor Walker has been passing, and we have found out that Menards is one of the largest corporate financial supporter of Governor Walker.
The new law Babarina is talking about prohibits municipalities from handing out local identification cards. He says many immigrants are not able to get a state ID because they're in the U.S. without the correct documentation, but need identification to open a bank account and get prescriptions. Babarina says a boycott by Latinos could send a big economic message.
Latinos, we work in construction. You know, not only our own businesses, but we have so many people that employ Latinos coming here to provide with supplies for construction, not only in the construction business, but also in the gardening business and many other things that they need in order to get their things to work on their those type of activities.
Oscar Miran is a carpenter and joined the protesters outside the store. He says up until about a month ago, he spent a lot of money at Menards.
Well, I gotta say, we just repaired one apartment and we spent like $10,000, in all repairs, between electric, with all materials of electric, plumbing.
Miran says these days he's driving a little farther to get the supplies needed from another company. Still, the question remains, will others follow suit? Only one vehicle turned around and decided not to enter the store after seeing the protesters. We called several unions in the area and got a response from only one. Dan Bukavich is president of the Milwaukee Building Trades Council.
We have not alerted our members as to any job actions going on against Menards in the area.
In other words, Bukavich says it's up to individual members to decide where they shop. Costs to Menards were not returned. Governor Walker, in signing the ban against local IDs, insisted the process for obtaining government ID cards should be uniform across the state. And he added that Wisconsin provides them for free at DMV offices. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.